Open call for UK-based artists, Spike Island and Creative Youth Network Engagement Fellowship. Spike Island and Creative Youth Network are pleased to invite applications from UK-based artists for the second edition of the Engagement Fellowship for Artists. This is an exciting opportunity for an artist to mentor and work in collaboration with a group of 3 to 4 emerging artists to create a new commission for Spike Island's project space or digital channels. The selected candidate will guide the emerging artists through the practical aspects of creating a new commission. This opportunity is part of the West of England Visual Arts Alliance, supported by the Arts Council England. The successful applicant will receive a £5,000 fee to mentor and develop a new engagement commission in collaboration with 3 to 4 alumni from Creative Youth Network's Creative Futures programme, an £8,000 production budget towards making the engagement commission in collaboration with the emerging artists, including travel to and accommodation in Bristol, a free studio space at Spike Island for 12 months from October 2022 to September 2023, support and mentorship from Spike Island's programme team, an annual membership to our Spike Island Associates programme, which offers free access to regular talks, one-to-ones with artists, critics and curators, and other opportunities for peer-to-peer learning and support. The new commission will be presented to the public in autumn 2023, either in Spike Island's project space or on our website and online channels, depending on the format and medium. Eligibility. The fellowship is for UK-based artists of all ages and backgrounds with experience in developing engagement projects with other artists and or communities. Please note that we are not able to accept applications from artists currently undertaking an undergraduate course. Spike Island and Creative Youth Network are committed to anti-racism and to addressing inequality in the arts sector. We strongly encourage applications from people who identify as deaf, disabled or neurodivergent, come from disadvantaged socioeconomic backgrounds and or who experience racism. Spike Island will work with applicants to ensure their access needs are met during the interview process while also ensuring that needs will not influence our decision making. We realise that text-based applications do not suit everyone, so if you would like to apply in a different way, for example via video or audio, require this information in a different format, or need support in writing the application, please get in touch with us by writing to Zafia Abramovich Venner. Her email address is sapher.venner@spikeisland.org.uk. Or by calling Spike Island on 0117 929 2266. We want to remove as many barriers to applying as we can. The selected candidate will be able to make use of a studio at Spike Island for 12 months. This commission should complement the artist's practice, though artists need not be based in Bristol throughout the duration of the fellowship. They will be expected to come to Bristol at least once a month during the year. How to apply. Applications will be submitted by filling out the form on our webpage. The form asks for these details: your name, your contact information, if submitting as audio or video, a link to where this can be found, a CV, 2 pages maximum, a proposal for the new commission, which clearly outlines your intentions and explains why you think this would be relevant for Spike Island and the Creative Youth Network alumni. This should be up to 750 words. A production budget outlining how the £8,000 will be spent, including travel to and accommodation in Bristol. 10 to 15 images and or up to 3 video files of recent work with relevant captions. You may like to include a download link for a file sharing platform such as Dropbox or Google Drive in your application. Following the submission of your application, you will be prompted to complete an equal opportunities form, which will be separated from your application form and used for monitoring purposes only. Following the submission of your application, you will be prompted to complete an equal opportunities form, which will be separated from your application and used for monitoring purposes only. We will provide an info session on Wednesday, 20th of July at 11 a.m. of British summertime. This session will allow you to hear about the opportunity in more detail and to ask us questions. The session will be held online and will be led by Carmen Julia curator, and Safia Abramovich-Venner, assistant curator, artist development and engagement. Please book your place via the Eventbrite link provided on our webpage. Deadline to apply, Monday, 5th of September, 2022 at 23:59 GMT. Selection process. All applicants will be notified of the outcome of their application by Monday, 12th of September, 2022. Applications will be reviewed by a panel of four staff members from the West of England Visual Alliance Allowance, including representatives from Spike Island and Creative Youth Network. Shortlisted applicants will be invited to attend an online interview with Spike Island and Creative Youth Network on Monday, 19th of September, 2022. Questions will be set in advance. Questions will be sent in advance. The panel will value applicants' experience and ability to work collaboratively while guiding and supporting the professional development of the selected group of emerging artists.